Oh, just want to slide in here and say one. Welcome to any new listeners. We're glad you could join us here for season two. We would like to remind you all that we do have a Patreon, so if you have any spare gold pieces, we'd really appreciate the support, and we appreciate the support that you give us when you listen and interact with us on Twitter and other places. And speaking of interacting with us, we have started a new Into the Gridge Discord, so you can trade fan theories, jokes, and just, you know, enjoy the community with your fellow groupies. So both of those links should be in the description for you to check out. Without further ado, enjoy the episode.
Oh, last time we saw the Gru, they were still making their way through Moon's mind, fighting their way through the last few chambers, and they did eventually find Moon herself, kind of trapped in this deepest chamber of her mind. She allowed them to see four of the five secrets she had stolen, but pleaded with them not to reveal the fifth, which turned out to be that Ocean, her former wife, ex-wife,
former shit.
Wife is the thing. Jesus, was a traitor working for Disciple of the Linux Company to undermine the crawling army. The other four secrets were that the Disciple of the Linux Company has the names and locations of everyone in the crawling army. There is a secret facility housing a bunch of quote unquote defective angels that have gained sentience and tried to rebel against the Disciple of the Linux Company. The Disciple of the Linux Company is developing a weapon in order to destroy all magic, and they're planning to test it on the Adlerven Kingdom in the coming months.
Wingworm.
And they put charm spells on the TV so that people are super chill all the time. Battered and beleaguered and abandoned in Moon's mind, the Gru broke out of the building they were in and into the wider plane of neutrality. In an attempt to escape, Big was able to contact My Lilum, plane kind of strengthened his signal, but My Lilum wasn't there. Regardless, they were able to have a short conversation in which it was revealed that they could just kind of leave like any of the other planes. And Ansel used the Sword of Chaos to rip a very unstable portal open in space-time, which plopped them back out into the room that they had been in. Battered and beleaguered, that is where we find the Gru. Ladies, gentlemen, and those not restricted by binary definitions of gender, welcome into the Gridge.
Grattered.
Are we good to go, though?
This is the worst one we've had yet. You all kind of went off the shits in incredibly different ways. Nice. I do. You all step through the unstable portal from the plane of neutrality back to your home dimension. The portal crackles and ultimately fizzles out with a whimper just as the last of you hops through. Immediately, all of your senders begin to buzz erratically, going off with dozens of notifications. And I would like a quick interjection here.
God.
Does anyone not have their phone on, vibrate or silent? And what is your notification sound?
Oh, Maureen definitely does not have her phone on vibrate or silent. And I think that it's the Yon Cat song. Like, how does that go?
Yeah.
It's like,
mine is just...
That's not right.
Ew.
You know what I'm talking about.
It's probably just like a...
Mine is, mine's, Pigs is just a guy screaming. Shit. Just a long time. Just,
I'm double-pushing DM right now.
Moon and Ocean on
that checks out. So that cacophony of noise happens as you get signal back, returning to this plane. And for a brief moment, you all have a strange out-of-body experience as you see yourselves still strapped into the web-writing rigs that you had used to enter Moon's mind. Then, with a sickening lurch, your perspective shifts back into your body as you reunite with them. As you gather your senses, you realize that Moon and Ocean are locked in a tight embrace, ignoring your return so far, or perhaps not noticing. Eve is nowhere to be found. Porpoise. Yes.
Hello, this is my former wife.
Yeah, are they going to have a kid named Tides?
I guess we should look
or something?
At our phone.
I don't know. Yeah. Their last name is Pod, actually. P-O-E-D.
Don't you guys know about Moon and Ocean lesbians?
Yeah, that's probably better. But
all right. What are you up to? What are you guys doing?
Who's blowing up my notifications?
Okay, you all check your phone. Well, not all of you, but those of you that check your phones see a number of voicemails and texts of increasing urgency from Sam with just the general message. Where the hell are you guys? You missed debrief. It was supposed to be hours ago. Hey, you good? What the hell? No one's answering their phones. Brenda, you also have a few messages from Pizza, like, hey, whenever you're free, I think we should have that talk that we were thinking about.
The pizza.
And then just a quick, hey, hope you're doing good, buddy, with like a pizza emoji.
Love that.
Around the time that Sam started to freak out.
I will text back Pizza and be like, hey, I'm in the middle of just getting out of someone's brain. But once I get back home or whatever, I will text you back. You know how it is.
You just shoop, send the text. Oh. And a couple seconds later, you get back a LOLK.
What a dick.
And about this time,
ringtone on my phone for him, and it's just like weird Italian restaurant music. You know, like just generic bad Italian.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, like family restaurant.
Mm-hmm. You know, nice Olive Garden lobby.
Yeah.
Sounds.
Yeah. Bro, the Olive Garden lobby has no business being that nice.
What is the default
Olive
setting?
Olive Garden period doesn't have any business being that nice. No, yeah, like the building, what? Like inside Olive Garden, it's so nice, but then the food is absolute garbage.
You've never been to an Olive Garden?
Oh.
That I love. That is gold.
I like the breadsticks.
Phenomenal.
That's everything.
The breadsticks are very good. I do love just pounding the salad.
This episode is sponsored by Olive Garden.
Yeah.
Olive Garden. All your Italian needs.
God, I wish.
Olive Garden can't sponsor us because I just said that I think their food is shit.
Okay, but I think their food is good even though their food
is
shit.
It's like a good shit.
The views represented herein do not necessarily represent the views of Into the Gridge Corp. LLC.
How'd they have accidentally done that?
Sorry, Mr. Garden.
It's about this time, actually, Brenda, as you are just sending that text, that Moon and Ocean like realize that you guys are there, and you look and you see that Moon is much paler than she was in her mind. Her body seems frail and weak, and certainly having suffered the effects of being in a coma for weeks, under nutrients. I'm trying to think of the right word here.
Malnutrition.
Undernutrition? I don't know. And you know. Malnourished. Thank you very much. I was not going to get there. Ocean looks at you guys and says, "Oh my god, you're like still alive?
Were you trying to kill us?
What? No, why? You just had been gone so long and Moon was the only one that came back. Didn't know."
We're just gonna
Brenda,
have
why are you
talk?
Looking at me like that?
Do you got a problem?
You got a problem, babe?
I think there was a lot of several problems that came up while we were in the brain.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, I didn't know brains worked like that, and I learned about brains in Orc Pottery School.
Orc Pottery School sounds very extensive.
Orcs love the neurons. We love the nervous system.
You just make a nervous system or a brain.
No, but I do carve like the chemical structures for neuropeptides.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, exactly.
Really,
bro, do I have the thesis for you?
Shocking.
An ocean is
what if it was the music for a call,
sorry, Moon,
and then for text
me.
It was just Mamma Mia, just very quick.
Please don't just. Let me talk to her first, you guys. Don't do anything rash, okay?
Yeah. All right, but I have to teach Ansel about, stomach's connected to your brain. Okay, Ansel, listen up.
No, do you think if he went inside
what were you asking, Big?
Smaller Ansel just running on a treadmill. That's it. That's all we find.
I've never been to an Olive Garden. My sister's wedding was catered.
Yeah, I think it would. I think that would be really funny. But, Ansel, there's things in your stomach called neuropeptides, and they are ghrelin and leptin, and when you have a lot of ghrelin, it means you're hungry, and it signals it to your brain. But then if you have a lot of leptin, it's the other way around. Isn't that cool, Ansel?
He did not think it
he
was
probably cool. Thought it was cool. I just feel like he didn't understand anything.
Okay, listen.
An ocean
you need
pipes up. Oh. Talk to me about what? What the hell are you all talking about?
Oh, we shit. Know
your you see her face just drop, and she's like... The fuck you mean?
Oh,
you know my secret.
We do be knowing your secret.
Shut up. I can't let you tell anyone.
So now you're gonna kill me. So what are you gonna do now that you've killed
nourished.
Me?
Nourished Mal.
I don't really have a lot of options here, you know?
I start running away. I just start running.
As you start running, you get to the door and actually get hit in the face with it as Eve is coming in from the other side.
Wait, who's coming in?
Which one's Eve?
Eve.
I don't know.
Oh, who that is. Okay.
Penny's ex, the drow who has been kicking ass alongside you on this mission.
Excuse me, I have to go. Goodbye.
What? Brenda, where are you going? Okay, bye! Guys, what was that about?
Brenda found out that Ocean is secretly a brunette.
What the fuck?
She drops the cup she was holding. You're not a blonde?
You're out of the team.
You know what they say?
You know
what they say about
team?
Blondes? They work for evil corporations that are determined to crush the entire resistance movement. Am I right?
Oh.
Thanks.
Oh boy, you got to get mortared.
Well, Jake, I had my whole family too. Fucking murdered by these guys, and I don't know. Kind of makes
you think.
Stomach is sort of the brain of the body. We haven't really. We kind of like the Egyptians. Well, they don't think the brain does anything.
Yeah, your mom is still alive.
How does she know that?
Okay.
Or was that you?
I said
okay,
that.
I got scared. I got scared.
Like, listen, I don't know. You guys look pretty beat to shit. I could probably like kick your asses.
The fact that no one else.
What? No, you can't. Check this out,
Maureen. No.
Ooh, I'm so scared, Maureen.
Check this out. Does nothing.
Oh, okay.
Maureen flexes her muscles!
No!
Make an intimidation check.
Okay.
I'm like peeking around the door. Just checking.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a 10.
I'm so scared. Oh my god, you go to the gym.
Oh shit.
Go off.
I punch her in the face.
Yeah, roll an attack.
Bitch!
Oh shit.
And I would like everyone to roll initiative.
Probably not.
You have been doing it, huh?
Yeah.
Once again, should have thought about not
is it
doing
just,
it to him.
Is it just a d20 or do I add something?
I rolled a nat 20, so.
Oh, swag. Okay, well, I got a 19 on my punch roll.
That does hit.
Punchy roll.
Wonderful. Oh,
shit.
Idiot!
We aren't leveled up, and we still haven't.
Punchy
swept.
Roll.
That is correct.
Why did you do this?
Yeah.
You guys do look like
yeah,
shit.
Brenda, you started this. I'm just continuing it because I didn't want this point to be finished,
and they don't like. Maureen, how
someone's
much damage?
Someone's dyeing their hair.
Oh, how much damage is that? What do I roll for punch damage?
D4 and add your strength. Because you got them beefy arms.
There's the beef.
3, 4, 5.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 7.
All right, you punch her, and she, like, reels back for a minute, almost stunned by the sudden attack. So, 20 to 25. Okay. 15 to 19.
I got a 17.
10 to 14.
Maureen got a 12.
All right.
Damn it. Maureen got a 12 and Risa got the hiccup. I'll be right back.
Rolled a critical failure on hiccups.
Big, you are going to be first since you got that sexy nat 20.
I really don't think I have any.
Not many.
Which is a problem.
Okay, no, I have several because I just started at the end, like a lazy ass. Hold on. I love just hearing Reza's soft hiccups in the background.
Good one, Dave.
That's pretty good.
Oh, ASMR.
To remind you guys all of the layout of the room, it is like almost it's a semicircle on one side.
No, you didn't.
But the flat part is kind of rounded still. And then filling in the semicircle were all those sort of chairs that you
we're in, like, a building,
hooked
right?
into to get into the matrix. Yeah, yeah, you're in that kind of ramshackle shack abandoned hideout that Glunkus and his pirate squad used to hang out at. Yeah.
I don't think this has any height requirement. So I'm just gonna cast a flame strike and make just a giant cone, giant cylinder of fire.
Okay. What do I roll for that?
Dex.
Okay. Okay.
No.
A 9 is not going to do it, huh? What about a 12?
What do I roll for this again? Sorry.
Still no?
It's been a minute. Oh, okay. You rolled a 12?
I rolled.
Okay. And does it have
my,
to
like, I failed my dex save.
Exactly.
Yes.
It's my spellcasting modifier. I haven't done this in a minute. Oh, yeah.
Your spellcasting DC. So 8 plus your spellcasting modifier.
You said it was a 12? Yeah, that one saves. But wait. No.
So it's 8 plus your modifier and proficiency.
Yeah, I see. Then no. Then no. Then no. Yeah.
Almost 2 years later, folks.
I'm not in a lot
later,
of situations where I have to, like, think about this part. So. I know, but usually
just
I just
have this number written down.
Do the Heeley-woos out of my hands instead of, you know. Okay.
That's fair.
Hold on. Oh, my God. So, okay. And then I also, can I add this as well? Hold on.
Oh.
Yeah.
You flame striked Kayla out of the Skype call.
I,
14 for Ansel.
Flame struck?
I might only beat. Hold on. I'm seeing if I
how much damage
more.
You do?
But I think it's only. I think it's only.
Fuck you, Christ.
He's like a weapon.
Oh, I will say, all the stuff that you guys picked off of,
Kintel,
you still have.
Still can't get over the name Kintel.
You know.
Oh, God.
I do what I can.
Oh, okay, yeah, no, it's only a weapon. So that's...
All right.
So that's 17 fire damage. And then, oh, there's more.
Oofa doofa.
Yeah.
More?
Yeah, and then it's...
You have more?
21 radiant damage.
Alrighty. This wall of flame, this pillar just... bursts down, is big, kind of pulls it from the sky and just collides with Ocean. She, you know, screams as her flesh sears a little bit. And that does bring us to her turn. Maureen, you're right there. So she is going to try and hit you. First, her right hand just swings for you. Does 27 hit?
Hello?
Oh, yes, it does.
All right, you take 14 bludgeoning damage as her fist just collides with your jaw, and quickly her left hand comes up from the bottom. Does a 15 hit?
A 15 does not hit.
Okay, the second one misses, but she does bring up a knee to try and kind of get you in the stomach. Does a 16 hit?
A 16 also does not hit.
All right, both of those second attacks miss, but she did connect with you. So.
Oof!
That is...
Maureen, look out. She's kind of on fire a little bit.
I already got punched! It's okay.
Yeah, that'll do. Glunkus, that brings us to your turn.
Yeah. How far away am I?
Oh, 15 feet maximum.
Okay. Can I... I'm just going to cast Poison Spray. Can I get a Constitution saving throw?
You betcha.
Can I have a...
19.
What?
19.
Oh, okay. Well, nothing happens.
All right. Brenda, that brings us to your turn as you kind of peer in through the door. You're probably 30 feet away since okay, you kind of got out.
Big do?
Before things started to pop off. He rained down a pillar of fire.
I have no tolerance for...
Jesus. Was her ex-wife, like, doing anything about any of this, or just, like, watching it all happen?
She has not had a chance to react yet.
She's very happy.
She's looking rather aghast.
Well.
Maureen did start it, though.
Perhaps we did be starting
it. Yeah, sorry.
Okay,
We didn't start the nightmare.
I will cast... flaming sphere.
You're gonna catch several people in that.
It
yeah.
5 foot in diameter, and I can put it wherever I want.
Right. You know who's within a 5 foot diameter of ocean? Moon and Maureen and
the sphere is maybe one other party member, probably. But I can put it like right next to who are we fighting? I can put it right next to ocean. Like, is everyone like surrounding her? There's not like any empty space near her.
Yeah, you were kind of like are in this like circle of chairs, and you got up, and she was sort of in the middle. And now she's still in the middle, and, like, Moon is on the other side, and then it's, like, the group.
So there's no empty space, like, near, like, right next to her. Every area of her is covered?
Pretty much.
But okay. I will cast Snowball Swarm.
What the hell?
Okay.
And also,
do I have to make a save or do you attack?
Sculpting, so it would have been fine.
That's not how spell sculpting works, though. There are actually rules for it.
Okay, make a dex save.
Just throw your snowballs. Dirty 20.
Yes. Okay, so you take half.
That was some rough math there. All right.
Where the heck? You take 7 cold damage.
7.
All right. It actually feels kind of nice on her fifth degree burn.
Like ice right on a fifth degree burn wouldn't actually feel good.
Probably not, but I said it, so we're going to pretend it does. Any bonus actions or anything you want to do?
I don't have a single bonus action.
All right. That takes us to Moon's turn, and she just kind of puts herself in between Maureen and Ocean and is like, please, guys.
No one said anything about... Maureen
don't
punched her. That's like not
hurt her.
Kill,
there's got to be some other way to take her prisoner or something.
Yeah. What are we supposed to do?
You don't have to kill
her.
Trying to
knock her out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then.
Yeah, I just punched her. It's because she insulted
okay,
my muscle.
The fire is
literal fire on it.
But you know. People have been knocked out with worse. I've seen it. I've done it. You know.
Just. Don't. Just try not to hurt her anymore. And she is kind of just doing her best to block her off, which isn't much.
All right, so people are still being aggressive.
Even at the height of her strength, she's not a very physically intimidating person. Definitely more of a hacker. That is Ansel's turn.
Okay.
Just like
Ansel didn't start this fight. He'll fucking end it though. You know how he do.
The party has alleged non-lethality.
I but never said say anything about hurting people. I advocate for non-lethality when the situation calls for it, and that's what we determined we're doing here.
Remember that one episode where you were like, let's not hurt people?
That was Max. Max was absolutely a fucking
It was word. Literally it was once. Word.
All right, so, yeah, I'm just... Who's fucking closest
Someone
to me?
You, the lawyer.
Hey, he's got a point.
We're kicking her ass, right? She's,
Max
she's
will tear you up.
Receiving end of...
It would be Moon, but you could probably get around her pretty easy if you wanted to.
I don't want to attack someone who's not been, like, attacked yet or has not attacked us yet. Is that...
Yeah, she could be. She's put herself between you guys and your
skirt around her. Yeah, okay. Then I'm just gonna...
She's not...
The fucking rapier
she's tried to stop the fighting. But she did not attack anyone.
No.
All right.
It's great. Like more of a love,
you kinda
love tap.
Sneak behind and get up to Ocean then.
That's a 16. Nah, rip.
But are you doing it lethally?
But then on the backstroke. 27.
Y'all, I'm Snook.
He said ha-cha, not ha-chow. You know?
That's an 8.
That does not hit. She just dodges out of the way very swiftly. That's, yep, certainly. She cannot dodge that.
That's right.
The first one was just a fake out.
All the more reason to not attack her.
All right. She's not looking very good.
As you get a couple. Thwack, thwack.
No, that was Moon.
I'm so confused.
Yes. She could not withstand many attacks. Maureen, you're up.
Damn, what am I doing?
I don't know. You have
a
very weak-looking woman in front of you. Doing her best to protect the one she
loves.
They're exes. It's fine.
What if I, grab them both in my arms? Is that possible?
You can try it. Make just one strength check for me.
Okay. Make a hug check. No! That's an
eight. Thought it was a one.
You do able to kind of grab Moon pretty easily, but Ocean is just too dexterous and slips out of your grasp even as she, you know, maneuvers around Ansel's sword. So you can't grab her.
Great. Oh, wait. I guess I can...
Go ahead.
I don't know if this counts. I can attack twice, but I don't know if that counts.
I would say since you tried to grab two people, it would use both of those.
Oh, okay. I guess I'm done.
Yeah.
That takes us back up to big.
I don't know. I think I'm going to take it easy this round. Not be as aggressive.
Probably smart.
I'm just going to... Who's closest to me, you would say? Okay.
Moon is closer to you.
Can I, like...
But only by, 5 feet.
Heal her? As, like...
As yeah, you offering. Certainly could. Definitely looks like she needs it.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
So that's 8.
All right, you see some color return to her skin, and she stands up a little straighter as Maureen kind of holds her by the shirt collar. And that takes us to Ocean, who is going to use her action to disengage from Ansel. So You do not get attacks of opportunity as she then turns tail and runs for the door. She brushes right past you, Brenda, and gets about 15 feet further on her turn. Do you have any melee weapons?
I have a... No, I swear I do. I have a dagger. No, wait. Do I?
All right, you can try and hit her with your dagger, yes. Okay, you can try and hit her with the dagger as she rushes through the door.
Oh, that's that one.
You do indeed. Nope. You stab and your dagger sticks into the door frame and you can't pull it back out.
I didn't want it. It was weighing me down.
Glunkus, that's your turn.
That it is. So Moon ran away, but Ocean is still left behind, or other way around.
They Switch are so it. Hard to tell apart.
Okay. Glunkus is just gonna turn to Moon and be like, "What? How the fuck can
the
you
girls
defend
are
her?
Fighting.
She." I mean, Glunkus is like, the gravity of what's going on is just like rushing over him, and he's like, how the fuck can you know what you know and just be okay with this? Like, she is siding with the people that killed all of our families. She's siding with the people that have been subjugating our entire civilization for hundreds of years. And you're just okay with that? And you're gonna die on this hill. You're gonna let her run away and be fine.
You left. You didn't see what it was like afterwards. We tried to keep.
Yeah, I fucking left because the people that she works for killed my family.
She didn't. People deserve a second chance, Glunkus. That's what we were fighting for, giving people a second chance. We're no better than them if we don't give one to her.
Yeah, here's the thing about second chances. You have to make it count. And up until this point, she has done nothing to justify the fact that she has changed her behavior.
I think she still can be good. And I can't let you, I don't know, kill her or whatever you plan to do. I know it hurts, believe me. I know it hurts. But this isn't the way to move on. If we keep destroying our past, we'll never be able to learn from it and grow.
Tell me, how do you think she can fix this? Tell me. Because she has literally given all of our names to the enemy. She has literally been a spy for the other side. How is she going to make this right?
She knows things about them. She can tell us. And now... And she just kind of goes limp in Maureen's arms, just running out of fight, and I don't want to lose her again. And then she kind of gives up the argument.
Alright. Well, Glunkus is going to run after her.
Yep. You can get to about 10 feet behind her. She's a little bit faster than you are, so got
pretty far. Is anyone coming with me?
Yeah, Brenda, it is your turn. You can actually catch up to her since you were closer out there. All right, what are you going to do?
That's just metagaming at that point. What can I even do? How does she look? Not great?
Not great. At approximately 40% health.
How strong does she look? Stronger than me?
Yes. Well,
I'm gonna
maybe
try
not.
take her to the ground.
Okay, roll.
Stop running. What do you want from me?
Are you running up and tackling her from behind?
Friend it.
What would you do?
Okay, go ahead and make roll a d20. I'll give you advantage because you're kind of rushing up behind her. And just like, I assume leaping, like going for it. So you have advantage, d20 plus or minus strength.
That is an 18.
You leap at her, and for a moment she slips through your grasp, but then you find connection and just you both slam to the ground, and she comes down. anything else?
Or a boss.
I mean, that I kind of like tie her little hands up.
You can get your rope out for next time, but you don't have enough left to tie her up. But you have successfully grappled her, and you've got her pretty restrained here on the ground. That takes us to Moon's turn, and she just kind of starts to softly cry in Maureen's arms.
Oh no!
When your wife helped kill your family.
There's a quick point of order. She did not join them until after this.
I was
going to
say, was it girl boss?
After Glunkus's family was dead.
Okay.
That's like kind of even worse. Like, I know you killed my friend's like billion children or however many he had, but yeah, you seem chill.
Yeah, it's not very girl boss of her personally.
It's really not very girl boss.
Or is it the most girl boss?
I think that's Gaslight Gatekeep.
I keep hoping
girl
people
boss.
Yes,
that's actually the motto for the Cypher Zenix company. Ansel, it is your turn.
So there's still a person next to me who I can smack with a sword.
Well, I mean, she's on the ground now.
Oh, there's been plenty of talk.
I don't think so.
Gotcha.
There is no fight left in her, and Big has just healed her as well. She's not necessarily an aggressor.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out if I can do some stupid bullshit instead of attacking. Like, I'm trying to figure out...
Do-do-do.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to attack at all if you don't. You could just not.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out if I can just do some bullshit with my magic eyeball.
Trying to figure out if he has something better to
do
than attack.
Forget, I have a magic eyeball.
Like, fucking tackle her. That was pretty righteous.
Yeah. I'm just kind of going to chill, I guess, right? There's no one... Did someone run away?
You have a magical eye. You can catch up to Glunkus. She had run out the door, and Glunkus and Brenda had chased after
community.
Her. Eve is still just sort of stunned in this quick turnaround of events, unsure of to help.
I feel like Eve walked in
chill.
And it was like that
fucking,
scene from...
It is that community
chill.
Me.
Like, community, the community gets.
Standing in place.
That's pretty much it. She's like, she's holding the pizzas like, what the fuck? All right,
wow,
Ansel chills. Maureen, you have a very sad woman crying in your arms.
Yes. I pat her gently on the head and hold her close.
Okay, she just melts into your embrace, just so tired of the fight and the pain and the loss. and it's just catching up to her for the first time in years.
Oh god.
Big, that takes us back up to you.
I would love. I can't speak.
I was gonna like. You're not. Glunkus didn't run after Brenda, right? Oh, he did. Okay.
He did. He's the only one who has.
They're probably fine. Well, if that's any indication, maybe I should go check on them. So I'm gonna head out the door. And I'm gonna look at Eve, and I'm like, "Do you want to come, or do you want to hold down the fort here?"
Do you want to come?
I know this is a lot to take in at the moment. Happens to us all the time.
I'll come with you, I guess. She like considers the options and is like, "I guess I'll go with you," and walks out with you. So you two end up about 10 feet away from where Brenda has. Or
go on, Brenda, you okay? Did you just trip on her, or did you tackle to the ground all cool-like?
No, I did it really cool-like, and then I wanted to tie her hands, but my 6 seconds ran out. Can you believe it?
Wow, that's unfortunate. Wow, you only have 6 seconds, too? Wow, it's wild.
Crazy, I know. Wild.
Eve actually goes forward, and is like, why are we... fighting? What happened?
So we're in Moon's brain, and we found out a bunch of secrets, and we found out that Ocean is betraying us to the Cyphozenics company and gave everyone's names over to the company. Yeah.
Oh,
sorry to just drop that.
Okay, I guess I've made it. Yeah, I'm on your guys' side then, and she goes up and pulls out some rope and binds. Ocean's hands and feet together. So you guys are out of combat.
Yay. No. Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
Da, da, da,
oh, there you are, Glunkus. I was wondering where you were.
I was going to say, can he do that? But you can actually do that. So that.
Oh, wow. That's You haven't done that in a while.
Yeah.
Blinked out.
What did I miss, Big? Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah.
He can literally do that and has.
He had to go take a break in the void for a second.
Yeah, I took a little void break.
You needed a fucking breather.
What did I miss?
God, I wish I could take a void break.
Brenda tackled. Now I'm outside with Eve. Ahead, and I think you are as well.
Okay.
Hello, Glunkus. Welcome back to the plane.
Yes.
Thanks. Sorry, just.
Eve has tied up. Ocean, you guys are out of combat now.
I don't know. Her name's Ashley, right?
Good
her
job,
actual
Jake.
Name is Ashley, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, her actual name is Ashley.
But like spelled like a freak, right? Like okay, yeah.
But spelled
yes,
like a
E-I-G-H.
Like a freak.
Like a freak.
Okay, just check.
Oh boy.
Yep.
I guess I go up to her and I'm like, I'm sorry that was aggressive, but also I'm not apologizing for attacking you.
She ignores you and looks right at Glunkus and just with venom in her eyes spits out at you. Who the fuck are you to judge me? You ran off when we needed help the most. I had nowhere to go. No one to turn to. They killed everyone I knew. What fight could we possibly have put up? What options are there? It was join them or die. And I just didn't want to die. Hmm. Or already had, I guess.
I would have rather died.
First.
She rolls over and you fall off.
Ow.
Careful, Brenda. Don't.
Well, now so, what do we do with
like, her? What are you going to do with me now?
Where's, like, headquarters? Yeah. Do we have somewhere
do
we
have,
like,
rebel prison?
Did we make a prison room in our cool...
I don't want her to
we,
stay
like,
with us.
Double reverse mole her?
Well, I mean, if we give her to someone else, they might kill her, and I feel like that's not very useful.
That's true. Hmm?
I don't know that I trust her to double reverse mole.
Not after this. Not after I brought down a column of fire on her. I don't think she's gonna.
I might be able to force her to, though.
Oh.
Oh.
Go proceed.
Well, I'm gonna need some rest first.
Oh yeah, that's a good point. We should all do that. I think that would be good for the skin and the soul.
I think we
skin.
I think we might be best to take her to like Sam's place.
Yeah, that sounds good. Oh god, we don't call ourselves anything. Team Gru, roll out. Cyber team, roll out.
You do realize Gru is just...
It's canonical, right?
A bastardization of crew, okay. Right? Like, that's a word for a team. Oh, okay.
I think we're going to have to work on a better team name.
Big and his friends.
You know what, Big?
Wait, hear me out on this. I have something important to say.
Okay, what is it, Ansel?
Grass-like Grurl Boss Great Keep.
That's an episode title.
I hated it,
I'm
Ansel.
Personally in favor of the Bansel Bickbush experience.
Oh, we have to get Ansel to fucking community theater, don't we? I listened to that episode.
We do.
Yes. But first of all,
I still want to do that.
You guys are able to pretty easily collect your prisoner in. Moon just sort of goes along willingly with you. If you want to,
no.
Also, like tie her up or whatever, you can. But she,
I don't think that's necessary.
Doesn't seem like she's gonna go anywhere.
Yeah, I can give her a big buff hug.
All right, and you guys are able to get back to Sam's
Hi,
place,
Sam.
And. She wheels into the room. Where the fuck have you been?
Why is
she tied up? Who? Moon, what the fuck are you doing?
She's an evil spy. That's a new development. So.
Fuck. Okay, we just get into the situation room. We need a fucking debrief, okay? Boo fucking who, Brenda? Okay, no one's gonna hurt you here. Debrief, and then we can take a nap, all right? Great!
Brenda, what are you doing?
Do you want to debrief so you can go to bed or not?
Brenda, why don't you just go to bed? We'll catch you
later. Yeah.
No, then I'll feel left out. Okay.
Jason! Somebody tell me what the fuck happened.
Do you want to know about it in the situation room? Because it's kind of a situation, so I don't know if you want to.
Okay. Yes, sure, great, let's go. Yeah, you all make your way to the situation room. She shuts the door and locks it. It's like,
just you in here? I thought there was
the hell is going on?
More people like that were waiting for us, and that's what we're going to... But
where's President George W. Bush?
Yeah.
Who the fuck is that? By the way,
hold up, time out.
He is canonically a member of our secret society.
Get the seat.
What? I don't want George W. Bush to be in the probably another
the
secret
CEO
society.
Of Disciples at his company just be George W. Bush.
Oh, I do like that.
Or it's just Dick Cheney.
We'll do that one.
Maybe it's just his name and he's actually a different guy.
Okay, I'll bite! Who's George W. Bush?
Maureen, he's the president of the Cypher Xanax Company.
Ronald Reagan was the president.
Okay. No, he's the CEO.
Anyways, okay. So situation is, she's bad. We went into her brain. It's a mess.
Okay, Moon,
is
okay? You look
Ashley
like shit.
In the situation room with us, or
I don't know. I Moon certainly came in.
I don't know.
I don't want to leave Ashley alone.
I don't know where you.
Yeah, where's
Where's Cal Zone?
Hey Sam, where's your assistant Zone, Cal?
Mr. Zone.
In the back storage room, organizing some stuff.
Brenda, why don't you take Ashley and just watch over her with Cal?
I'll feel left out.
We'll catch you up.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, you two go, and Moon, her left hand is cybernetic, and she kind of pops out of the middle of her palm a little cord and plugs it into the Situation Room table.
Oh,
and
nice.
All five of those secrets that she had, the data files kind of transfer to it, and you see Sam just look them over, and her face goes aghast, and she's like... We'll deal with this tomorrow. You guys just go to bed.
So there wasn't a situation. You fucking need it. Could have just gone to bed.
No, we were the situation. We had the situation, I think. Yeah.
Where's Snooki?
You had to debrief after your mission because you're in.
But I feel like we should go to the debriefing room for that, not the situation room. You know.
It's a rebellion.
So they don't have a debriefing.
It's like Star Wars.
Where am I?
You're operating out of the back of someone's store / home. Well, there's not a ton of extra rooms.
Okay. Here's my metaphor. Are we like the Bolsheviks and the Seifel Zenix Company is the White Army?
I don't know what that means.
Oh my god! Go read up on the Russian Revolution!
I love it.
Christ. Alright, I needed to end this episode Anastasia a few minutes ago because it's getting kind of long. So, as you all head off to bed, that is where we're going to end the episode.